Silence of the moms, media refused to discuss angel families, victims of illegal alien crimes. By Matthew Boyle on January 13, 2019. Since January 1, neither CNN nor MSNBC has booked a single angel mom. Mothers of children brutally murdered by illegal aliens. As guests on their networks, per an analysis conducted by the Republican National Committee, RNC. The RNC told Breitbart News it has tracked both networks since the beginning of the year as they intensely bash President Donald Trump over the government shutdown that is now the longest ever in the history of the United States. Since the turn of the year to 2019 from 2018, neither network has conducted a single interview with any family members of victims of illegal alien crimes. The angel moms, or angel families, are the surviving family members of those Americans who were tragically killed by illegal aliens. Their plight is a particularly vivid illustration of the effects of unfettered illegal immigration. Had the federal government enforced immigration law and removed the illegal aliens who committed these heinous crimes before they committed them, the crimes never would have happened and their loved ones would presumably still be alive today. In his Oval Office address to the nation last week, President Donald Trump highlighted just how pervasive illegal immigration crime is in the United States by citing statistics of how many rapes and killings in which illegal aliens have been involved in just the past year. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings, Trump said in the nationally televised address. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. In their responses, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer did not mention the American citizens who are victims of illegal alien crimes. And Democrats generally have avoided the issue entirely. And the media helped them by not covering it or interviewing the parents of loved ones killed by illegal aliens. President Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr. tweeted at Pelosi over the weekend, asking her why she is refusing to meet with or comment about the angel moms. But the media ignored Trump Jr.'s tweets. Despite nearly breathless coverage media-wide of everything Donald Trump Jr. says on anything else, these tweets generated no coverage from anyone in media. Arthur Schwartz, a GOP strategist, noted that on Twitter. And Trump Jr. mocked the media as well. One thing is clear, the last thing that Democrats and their allies in the establishment media want to do is have a conversation about the plight of angel moms and the very real tragedies that all too often occur because of illegal immigration and our unsecured southern border, Sarabian said. The thing that the media do have a laser-like focus on, however, is the effects of the government shutdown on furloughed workers. Since the beginning of the year, MSNBC broadcast at least 10 separate interviews with furloughed workers, and CNN broadcast more than 15 of them, with both networks hammering the narrative home that somehow the shutdown that persists harms government workers more than American citizens. A quarter of the federal government shut down before Christmas last year, a shutdown that dragged through the holidays into 2019 and this weekend has become the longest shutdown in history. The president refuses to sign any legislation that funds the government that does not fund his plan wall along the U.S. border with Mexico and other border security measures. The Democrats, meanwhile, are partying this weekend in Puerto Rico on the beach as part of a conference in the island territory and refuse to provide a vote to secure the border with a wall. To reopen a government, a majority in the U.S. House, at least 60 senators in the U.S. Senate per current chamber rules, and Trump would need to agree on a plan.